Hello and welcome to another downloadable Folkin.com interview. And I said that quite well considering the six X's I've had. It's Sunday afternoon and it's getting towards the end of the highlight of the festival. And I'm really pleased because we're sitting in a lovely artist garden here at the New Forest Folk Festival, a thing you don't get very often, with the wonderful PJ Wright. Really enjoying this, aren't you? It's a lovely festival.
It's fantastic. It's sunny. There's a light breeze cooling us all. It's how the English used to be, polite and civilised.
Yes, very nice indeed.
Dot. Yes. No, and the artist garden is marvellous. There's someone just with an easel over there, just knocking up some pastels.
Yes. And you said earlier that this is your favourite festival.
It is indeed. People keep saying Crockley Junior. It's got something of the old Crockley feeling to it. An awful lot of familiar old faces. Familiar faces, not necessarily
old
ones,
old, no.
But you know what I mean.
So I hear that the idea was Richard Digents said to Keith, I think he was sitting here in this spot for dinner, and he said, why don't you, Nick was there as well, why don't you put a festival on it? So, I mean, obviously I've only just learned this, is my first New Forest Folk outing. I don't know.
Why don't they put the show on right here in that field over there?
Yeah.
And it's the right shape. It's kind of a bowl that leads down to where the cow shed is. We'll go into that in a bit. the Santa. Yeah, the first year, because I've been here every year. I'm an old inhabitant of this festival.
Yeah.
The first year, they realised the week before that they hadn't got a stage. They were due to hire one in, but they hadn't got the right certificates in order to be able to hire one in. So they built one.
In a week?
They took down a big tree, sawmilled it up into planks and whatever bits of wood you need to build a stage, and they built a stage there, which was in fact a cow shed.
Amazing.
With one wall missing.
Wow. I was wondering about that.
You can see the original stage. It's the way the wood has gone grey. You can see the archaeology of how the stage was built in the colours of the wood. But that back bit used to be the stage.
Very clever. And I'll tell you what is great, because of the wooden slatting, the lights look great on that, and there's a nice ambient type glow to the wood. It's really nice, isn't it?
I had to laugh. I put a few pictures up of Ralph playing when he was playing here on Friday the fairport, and somebody put on their comment, is he playing in a shed?
Well, in previous years, we have done a small nativity sketch in there.
Right.
We have come from the east.
But we couldn't get the tea towels, you know.
Yeah.
Cheers. I'm just going to take a sip of this. My first beer of the day.
And that is true, listeners, because he's been walking back and forth his artist garden and going to get some soft drinks.
I've been on Fanta.
Yes. And I'll keep trying to talk you into having a beer, and you're going a bit too early.
Zero sugar Fanta.
Yeah.
It's actually quite nice. It's direct from the test tube.
Yes.
But it's an orange test tube.
It's a little bit worrying, isn't it? But there you go. Anyway, you are.
Festival. And I love it here.
Yeah, it's a really good atmosphere.
So, you're actually playing with Sandy Denny Project.
I am.
Last time I saw was actually at Chelsea Football Club in there under the bridge with the Fotheringay 2.
Fotheringay, yes.
Which
indeed
was a smashing gig. Absolutely smashing gig. So, you've obtained Sally
this
from that
lineup. This is. I mean, just a tragedy about Donoghue. Poor Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Sally and I hadn't had enough of the Fotheringay experience.
Yeah.
And we just kind of thought, well, maybe we could do something off Sandy's material. Maybe. And then, of course, what plopped into my mind was, well, we do the Dylan project with Steve Gibbons. That ended last year. How about the Sandy Denny? Boom. And pulling in the Girls from Iota. Marion was a no-brainer from Tradar, because you know.
That's right, you're great. You're great at getting all the people in to make it fit and work.
Well, it's the rhythm section from Johnny England with Matt on bass and Mark from Tradar. God, we're dropping names today.
I know, but I said to Darren, it's
the lawn with them.
I said about you, you're always doing these fantastic projects. You are the project man. In fact, you are a project manager.
I'm the projector.
I mean, and they're all great. I mean, the last time I caught up with you was Tradar. You did a set there.
That's still going beautifully.
And it's still going. Oh, that's good news. Yeah.
But this always exceeded my expectations. I didn't realise Anna Ryder was such a hot piano player. Yeah, everyone sounds wonderful. So I'm very happy at the minute.
Yeah, really, really looking forward to seeing it. And then we obviously got Ashley Hutchins and East Morris on the side. So who's he got playing with? Who's he got playing with him then? On?
I don't know. Well, I recognise a few faces, a few old pals there.
Yeah.
I know that the guitar player's pedal board has got its own postal code.
Really?
It's the size of a small village. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But you'll have to wait and see who's on there. Guy from Tradar is in it, of course.
Yeah.
He's playing the drums, but various other luminaries.
You're not averse to a few pedals, though, are you, with your Stratocaster?
I've got my... now, you see, times move on. I have a beautifully compact little camera case with six pedals in camera and a Telecaster.
Oh, you Telecaster? Oh, man, I am a Telecaster.
Jerry Donahue, I pinched so much off him. He generously donated so many tricks and licks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I had a Japanese... Oh, God, we're getting anoraks up there. I had a Japanese Jerry Donahue signature Telecaster, which was all right, plays beautifully, but sounded awful, sounded really weedy. And Donahue, of course, rocked up and said, the Japanese one, pickups are shit. Here, have the Seymour Duncans.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I've got, Seymour Duncans.
There you go.
Black Telecaster.
Done half work.
Yeah, right. Wicked. And the thing is, it's just a bit, I was trying to explain to Lewis, because this Darren Sun here, sitting quietly, is learning all about funking.com, and he also wants to learn to play guitar. Now, I'm not the best teacher, but I've just been talking to him and showing a few chords and things, and I was talking about the difference between, you don't want to get a Telecaster, you know, a Stratocaster, sorry. They're all a bit twangy, you know, a little bit bare air claps, and I said, get a meaty one, get a Telecaster, you know. So, buy one of them.
My wife was backstage listening to Guy and Mark, our drummer, talk drums. Funny, drummers talking about drums. I mean, I don't suppose they can talk about guitars, can they? When you think about it, you know, it's a shame.
I was just trying to get him off the subject here.
Yeah, because I will go on and on.
Yeah, sorry. Before all the listeners glaze over. So, obviously, Cropperty is not very far away now. We're less than...
Just over a month.
Less than a month, yeah. So, are you obviously going to be at Cropperty? Yeah. And... Any
he remained tight-lipped.
Yeah, you've been very sheepish about that.
Not letting anything away.
No. I mean, this is audio, so you can't see PJ's face, but he's very tight-lipped.
Tradar have got the week before at Wickham.
Wickham.
Your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a goodie. Yeah. In terms of the lineup, the site's a bit hard work. But Graham Nash is playing.
Peter Chegwin is a great friend, and he's, you know, just
lovely man,
festival organizer, you know, par excellence. I mean, he always has a smashing lineup, and it is a great festival.
He's on his fourth eye operation this year, which is
wish you all the best, Peter.
Yeah, yes, have a great gig, and thanks for talking to us. It's great to catch up with you. We'll be down the front. Willing you on later.
I should be looking for you.
Yeah, we'll give you a little wave.
Ticking you off on the register.
Thanks for talking to us.
Bless your heart.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Bye. Cheers. Bye.